The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell him to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I am so excited to see Santa Claus.
I'm the one who made Christmas happen.
What about Santa?
You have to dress like Santa.
Keep heading north until I find Santa.
All I want to be is Santa.
I'm your secret Santa.
The original elves were ugly. Traveled with Santa to throw bad kids a beating. And he gave the good ones toys.
When can I sit on your lap?
Right now. Come on over here, big boy.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa doesn't like children who are husky.
I'm going to be dressed as Santa Claus, high on my sleigh, sitting on a bag of toys.
Hey, Santa, where's my present?
Santa's a very busy man on Christmas Eve.
Santa!
Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming.
Santa's a drunk.
Yep, and he might hit you with his big fat schlong. Oh, but now hold on a second. That's not a thing. You believe Trump. I mean, my God. And good evening and Merry Christmas to Lisa Durden, my next guest and favorite Blacktivist in the whole wide world. Hi, Lisa.
I'm a Blacktivist?
Yes, I hashtagged you Blacktivist months ago, girl. Come on.
I'll take it.
Oh, good.
How have
I
you
thought
been?
We asked and you said yeah, it was okay.
I mean, I'd hate to give you that name if you didn't improve.
Every time you say it, it still sounds new.
It sounds new, but not rude. Okay. Well, I don't want to be rude. It's so funny. You know, last night, I want to run this by. So last night I was having a bad day. I have to tell you, it was so yesterday. And boy, I bet a lot of people in the Bay Area because, you know, you're not here. Where are you, in Atlanta?
I'm in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, you're in Newark.
And
okay.
Don King came today and gave us some turkeys.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just want to say yesterday was such, we'll get to that, was such a Monday here because it was rainy and drizzly all day long, and I know that we need it, but blah, blah, blah. It was just Monday. And I went home and I watched Elf when I came back from the doctor. But I watched Elf with Will Ferrell. And then today the big story was this guy who is in your neck of the woods, New York, Jersey area, and he wants to play, he's actually Craigslisted himself as the adult elf on the shelf for $100, and he's booked solid. You know, so you've got this dude, this elf who's going to sit on a shelf over there where you live. I don't.
You can hire him to come to your house and sit there and stare at you? That's creepy.
Yes, and he's just, he lowballed himself at $100 an hour, and he looked like Will Ferrell.
Let an elf come and sit on my freaking shelf and see what happens to him.
I hate the whole elf on a shelf thing is creepy to begin with.
Okay, an elf on my shelf, like really, dude?
I know, right? Okay, so.
But you know, when you start talking about this area, especially in New York, you've got the naked cowboy. You've got all kinds
today's
of stuff.
Today's his birthday,
on,
by the way.
I don't pay stuff like that in your mind.
Hey, the naked cowboy's birthday is today. He's 45.
Right, 45 plus 10.
Maybe. That's what I thought. That was a little low, too. You're right on.
What are you talking about?
Lisa, so who is bringing turkeys over? What's going on?
Oh, Don King was here in North today handing out turkeys. Let me tell you, classy turkeys, Butterball, name brand.
Love Don King. You know, I haven't heard from him for a long time.
Classy dead frozen turkeys.
Right on. As long as he wasn't throwing them at you, I guess we're all right.
Look, I can't be the only one in the audience or all over the Bay Area who's going, wait, what was this naked cowboy all about?
Oh, the naked cowboy?
Times Square. You don't know about the naked cowboy?
Wow.
I guess he
makes the circuit. He goes to, I'm surprised he hasn't been out here. You know, here's why, Lisa.
So he's hot?
He kind of, sort of. He was a long time ago. But I have to tell you, so he plays the guitar and he's in Times Square and he dances in his underwear. He plays guitar. But that's his gig. You know, here's why you in the Bay Area in San Francisco would not know who he is, because it wouldn't shock you here.
That's true.
It'd be like some dude in his underdrawers.
To be naked in New York and we have four seasons is a little weird. So it's not like he's just naked in the summer. He's naked in the winter.
That's right.
And he's not just naked. He's got a body. So he's not just naked. You want to stare. It is well worth the view. You know,
okay.
Take a little time and enjoy the view.
Yeah.
The man is very diesel. He's got a 12-pack. He's gorgeous.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'll have to send you a picture from Halloween in the Castro with a Lone Ranger and Tonto. And
why don't you tweet
drool.
That?
I sent it to you.
I know. Oh, you sent it to me personally.
You know what they tried to do? They tried to do the naked cowgirls, but, you know, they can't handle all of our curves. So that kind of died quickly.
Right.
They tried to have it where, yeah.
Yeah, well, this dude covers it, his schlonged up with the guitar. Oh my God! Hey, and Karen, can we play Donald Trump, because I want to get your reaction to this.
I am afraid to hear that clip again, but go on.
Okay, let's take a listen. This has
been involved, and Hillary has been losses. You take a look. Even a race to Obama, she was going to beat Obama. I don't know who'd be worse. I don't know. How does it get worse? But she was going to beat. She was favored to win, and she got schlonged. She lost. I mean, she lost. But I watched her the other night. It was hard. It was really hard because there were a lot of other things on better, including reading books and reading financial papers, which I actually enjoy reading. But I watched her the other night, and I said, this is not a president.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
Oh, and you are.
All right. Your spin, Lisa.
My spin is Donald Trump. Where did you find that word? In the archives? Of your underwear?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, yes. He found them in the archives of his underwear, because in front of his underwear, there's a skull and crossbones.
Yeah, and the only reason I'm allowed to say it is because he swears he's not referring to something else, you know, so.
Well, it really, if you, of course, the word historically is meant to mean, I guess I can say the word penis. So I don't think if you listen to the context, he meant penis.
Well, I don't. Right.
Okay. I mean, I think he was trying not to say effed, and
right.
So he said schlonged, and then he's claiming now that that just means beaten badly, and I'm like, it means beaten, but not like
well,
that.
Can you beat someone with your penis, especially if you're Donald Trump? I mean, is it sizable enough? I mean,
it's not
it
naked cowboy
enough?
Worthy. Yeah, it's not naked cowboy worthy. That's for damn sure.
Absolutely. And girl, let me tell you, naked cowboy is out there naked in his tidy whitey, so you see everything. He's got a special delivery package. Trust me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to tell you, these guys who stand up there and bluster like, you know, this blowhard, they've got the shrinky pinky. Let's face it. You know, it's like going
I think Donald Trump should not have used that word, because my vision was like, how did you even know the definition of that word? Because you can't even illustrate that if you were naked.
808-0810. Well, so, you know, so then Hillary, he wanted an apology for, you know, with the debate Saturday night. For Hillary saying that, you know, look, ISIS uses this material. And he said, oh, no, they don't, give me one video. Well, all you have to do is anybody. And by the way, don't buy into that. Just because no one can find a specific video there out there, as even the Muslims are mentioning, hello, just look at any Arab TV news network and you will see Trump up there. And yes, of course, they use it in an inflammatory way. I mean, if you don't think the Arab world has their own Fox News department, you're sorely mistaken. Yes. They're blessed with that, too. Yes.
Yeah, Donald Trump knows that. He doesn't care. He's just you know what they say when you're out there in the world of media, you put a spin on things. He's not even trying to do a spin. Because when somebody spins something, they at least give it thought. Like, he's just ham, you know, ham,
mm-hmm.
Hot blank mess. He's just going ham, ham, hot blank mess. Huh? That's an acronym for hot blank mess.
Hot
fill in the blank.
Mess.
He's just going ham. The man doesn't care.
Yeah, somebody was explaining it, and I thought this was pretty good. If you do stand-up comedy or you do anything on stage where you have an audience, what you find is, and performers do this, when they're in front of an audience of people who support them or love them, they get caught up in their own BS, the serotonin pumps, the dopamine pumps. It's like, you know, he could be doing there on the podium lines of Blozine, and that's what it feels like. So you start believing your own crowd, that everybody loves you. And so it doesn't, the problem is you're playing to your audience that's in front of you, but it doesn't play well out on the, you know, when you look at it on video hours later or on TV.
No, it's what we call in the hood, you believe your own hype. I mean, you, that's what you have a hype man for. You don't hype yourself up. It's like a comedian you know, actually on stage using that reference, and then he's telling jokes and he's cracking up at his own jokes. Like, no.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Have you ever seen a comedian like that? It's very sad when you see comedians who literally, like, you're going to smile a bit, but they're like, literally, like, ah, I'm killing me. I'm killing me. That's Donald Trump.
And that was probably Steve Harvey on Monday, yesterday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, we got to save that one.
Yes, hold on a second. Don't go away. Lisa Durden is my guest. We'll continue the conversation in just a minute on KGO 810.
The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. And he says, I wish that I could be like the cool kids. Because all the cool kids, they seem to fit in.
This is where the cool kids hang, weeknights from 7 till 10, right here. The only live and local talk show in the Bay. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810 and around the world at KGORadio.com. All right, so the San Francisco police officers who exchanged racist and homophobic text messages in 2012, so let me be clear about this, 2012, will be allowed to keep their jobs and will not face discipline, a judge ruled yesterday. The Superior Court judge ruled the police department waited too long to address the misconduct allegations, ignoring a one-year statute of limitations for any personnel probe, so reported the Chronicle. Okay, so Lisa Durden is our guest, and I have to tell you, you know, Lisa, I had to go back and look at some of these texts, and I was just saying to Heather, oh, my goodness, you know, even if you're not a police officer, and by the way, all of the police officers listening who do their jobs and protect and serve with all due respect, this is not coming your way, and I'm not laying on. You guys have the toughest jobs. With all due respect, we're talking about these troublemakers.
We're sorry you have to work with people like this that makes the whole department look bad.
But what I was saying to Heather, Lisa, is even if I wasn't a cop, even if these are things, even when you're hammered, when you're drunk, you wouldn't text.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain phrases and there are certain terms that are not even in my language. Even if I'm home sleepwalking, I don't, you know, do racial epithets. I don't, you know, call gays names in my sleep because the language isn't even there. It's like a baby.
Right, where's this come from? Right, and then you don't get it's there forever.
Right, the language comes from what you've been doing the whole time and you took it to another level. You do it at the barbecues. You do it at your house, you do it with your friends, and people think it's cute and it's funny, but it's not cute. And then you it's almost like a clannish, clannish kind of thing, and that blue wall of silence where they think it's cute. So anybody who was a part of that texting thing, if you texted me something like this, and I would hammer you.
Oh, I'd go insane. I would go insane.
I would hammer you.
You'd get a phone call, not a text.
When I'm on Facebook and I'm talking about different things, if anybody says anything like that, I will set them on fire verbally and say, get off my page. And people have said, called gays, you know, names. When I'm talking about, like, let's say Caitlyn Jenner, and they're communicating and they'll say the F word. I'm like, oh, no, boo. You got to go. I just unfriended you. No, we don't do that. So this is not, to me as a black person, I'm not shocked. Are you?
Yeah, I am, honestly, because I can't, as I said, even, and by the way, we all know what bigotry and racism is. I am. 808-0810, we're getting calls here. We'll take them in a second. So I understand the law. The statute of limitations is up.
Right,
so the law is the law, and the law is blind, okay? And it doesn't have a color to it either. So I'm okay with they blew it, all right? But, I have to say, looking at these things, I wonder how they did blow it. Why was it not handled quicker within the statute? So
that's where the racism starts.
Yeah.
They are the law, and they knew that not doing this within the 1 year limitation was going to cause this rippling effect. They love this. So this is something that was done on purpose. So it tells me the whole department needs to be investigated.
Oh,
the entire department needs to be looked at, not just these individuals, because I'll say this. It's like a child is acting a fool. When you see a child acting a fool, doing shenanigans, and they're just off and running and doing craziness, where there's a stupid child, there's a dumb parent right behind them or in front of them. So when I see kids acting out, I think your household is ridiculous. So when I see cops acting like this, I think it starts at the top.
Let's go to the phones, 808-0810. Good evening. We go to?
Joe in San Ramon.
Joe, good evening.
Hey, how are you doing? Yeah, this is terrible. It's reprehensible. There's no excuse for their behavior. That being said, I'm just wondering why when African-Americans or minority people say terrible things about each other or white people, why aren't there the same consequences? Specifically, Al Sharpton has called Jews horrible names. He calls white people crackers. He insults a lot of people that he doesn't like, and he's still on MSNBC. He's not reprimanded. A lot of African-Americans, a lot of my friends who are African-American call each other the N-word. Hey, what's up, N? You know, okay. All the time.
Joe, I want to ask you. Part of their vocabulary. I want to ask you a question before Lisa responds. You just used the word cracker. Now, you wouldn't use the N-word because you know that's inappropriate. But yet, you are a white person, I assume. And you know it's okay to say cracker, 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 cracker.
No, it's not.
To be written up tomorrow for calling you a cracker. Are you calling me a cracker? I mean, it's not.
Is your name Joe?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yes, Joe, ma'am. Let me give you something real juvenile to make you understand. If I beat my brother up for taking my toy, that's one thing. When you beat my brother up, I'm going to kick your ass. So don't ask Don't ask black folks why black folks do it and you can't. My question to Joe is, why, if you as a white person know it's wrong, even though someone else is doing it, why are you tasting that in your mouth? Why do you want to do the wrong thing that the black person is doing? Why would you ask that? And just for the record, black people don't go running around in mixed company dropping the N-word. I don't go to barbecues with black folks and go, hey, my N-word. I just don't do that because they would look at me like I'm nuts and the record would scratch. So it's not used as openly as you all think. But the bottom line is, why do you want to do something that people who are ignorant is doing? Why do you want to join in the ignorant marching band? Why?
No, I agree. I'm not saying I want to. I totally agree with what you're saying. All I'm saying is that, you know, if Al Sharpton gets on TV and or if Louis Farrakhan gets on TV and calls Jews terrible names,
like what?
You know,
Well, I'm not gonna repeat what he said because in the same way I'm not gonna use the N-word because that's not appropriate, right? That's some common decency. But I'm saying there's a common decorum, I believe, that to have a social interaction that is fair and respectful to people. People of all colors and creeds and religions should have the same respect for themselves and for others. That's all I'm saying.
Right, but
thank you for the call.
When we have an issue about race and it's something happening to a black person, instead of dealing with that lane that we're in, you want to pile something else. And I understand, sweetie, I understand, Joe. Right now the conversation isn't what white folks are being called. It's the racism that happens to mostly people of color. But I certainly can understand. Don't try to say, you said in 2 minutes, I get that, but let's get to what blacks are doing, or but let's get to what, you know, Sharpton's doing. And listen, I'm not for anybody doing that. If white folks want to march and say white lives matter against Al Sharpton, go for it. If I were MSNBC and Al Sharpton said negative things against whites, I wouldn't have hired him. But don't bash me, the black person, who's trying to fight for the majority of black people who are being treated badly because of something one black person gets away with. Do you know how much stuff we don't get away with? One lonely black man acting a fool? Are you serious?
And I, just to the bottom line, I think what Joe isn't comprehending is that that racism really, to me, seems like a one-way street. I just don't see it in the numbers that I do from whites on blacks.
No.
Blacks on whites, no. You can find one guy out there, Louis Farrakhan or Al Sharpton, that's two people. Oh, my God. I can show you a room full of people in KKK hoods, you know?
Yeah. So let's talk about that on the other side. So blood pressure goes up when Farrakhan hasn't spoken for a while. I guess he's getting up in years. But, you know, Al Sharpton or back in the day, Jesse Jackson would appear on the television and some people, their blood pressure, whoop, ding, 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 ding. Yeah, we'll discuss this on the other side. and we're chatting with Lisa Durden. She's our guest, and we're discussing the judge ruling today. Just out of the Los Angeles Times, another update. Judge rules San Francisco police can't be punished for their bigoted texts, 808-0810, because the statute of limitations has run out. Agree, disagree? You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Pick up the premier edition of KGO On The Go, presented by Knicks at Rockaway Beach at the Half Moon Bay Chamber of Commerce. See where the KGO personalities like to go in the Bay Area. Where does Ron Owens like to dine in San Francisco? Where does Chef Ryan Scott go to dine when he's not cooking? KGO On The Go, your exclusive guide to the Bay Area's best attractions, getaways, and culinary experiences. Visit the Half Moon Bay Chamber of Commerce for a free copy. Presented by Knicks at Rockaway Beach and KGO 810. Some really good ideas. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay. Yeah, stirring the pot, baby. That's what I do, and I do it real good. KGO 810, along with Lisa Durden. Yeah, just go ahead and review what you said about Al Sharpton, Heather, because it's right on. Sometimes, I mean, you know, hey,
listen,
look, it's all good.
Everybody has a few idiots in their race. I know that Al Sharpton was off the charts, you know, at the time that he was in his heyday. But, of course, he sold out and got a job on MSNBC and shut the hell up after that, and he got his check.
Yes, he gets a paycheck now. Yes.
Okay, he got his coins. And I'm looking for a check, too, so call Lisa Durden at blah, 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 999999, LisaDurden.com.
808-0810. Yeah.
Okay, exactly. But by and large, like you guys said, by and large, most of the racist things that happen in this country and around the world are against people, brown and black and brown people in the nation, not just in America. So, you know, I'm not by any means saying that, oh, since, you know, oh, war with black people, so now we can start calling white people these names. No. No one deserves to be disrespected, period.
Well, as a white guy sitting here, I can tell you, and I see the census numbers, and I know what's happening. So soon we will be the minority. So I guess our turn's coming now, isn't it?
All right, y'all, let's turn up and get some babies out here. Let's get pregnant over the holidays. Turn up.
Well, you know, the Hispanics are on the rise, and building a wall is not going to help. So that's not going to help.
If they were waiting for Lisa to grow the race, that was not going to happen.
All right. Lisa, you know, let's have some fun here, some end of the year showbiz nonsense. So I will ask you who you think had the biggest. We're going to talk about some of the biggest feuds in the of the year of 2015, and who you think won. And we'll start with Megyn Kelly versus Donald Trump. Now I can tell you who won. I mean, Huffington Post took 11 of their biggest celebrities, and according to them, it was Megyn Kelly by 2/3. She got the most amount of play on this because Megyn Kelly, unless you're a cable news network watcher, you didn't know who the hell she was.
No, and I've been on Megyn Kelly's show a lot, and I actually like her. She's one of my favorite Republicans. Megyn, I love you, girl. Still book me, but I think Donald Trump got her good. Donald Trump, let me say something about Donald Trump. He's had some of the most famous feuds of all famous people in general.
For sure.
If you look back on all of his feuds with, you know,
Rosie O'Donnell
and all kinds of people. One thing, I think there's some kind of hood in his background, because in the hood, we do what you call the dozens. In the summertime on the porch, you sit there and you snap, as they call it. You what we call snap or hiking, you know, joke, you know, your mama joke.
Mm-hmm.
He can snap. Donald Trump can snap.
Yes, he can.
He's black. Donald Trump is black.
I know he snapped.
Yeah.
Well, by the way,
he's good.
By the way, I have to tell everybody that in 2016, the first GOP debate after the new year will be with Fox News again, and Megyn Kelly will be front and center.
Oh, wow.
How fun is that?
I like her.
Yeah.
So you think he's black underneath that orange skin, huh?
Now, I will say this. Although I feel like he edged her out, Megyn Kelly ain't scared of nobody. I like her.
Oh, no, she's not. She's fierce.
Oh, no.
I mean, no doubt about it.
She really showed it. Yeah, it was a good time for her. I mean, he always just makes himself look worse. And then it's all about how the other person responds. And I think she responded really well. As did Hillary.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he knows how to throw shade. But good God.
And she came back with a vengeance. Like, no. When he said no, the only person I ever insulted was Rosie O'Donnell. She said, no, you've said this and this. Mm-hmm. And she enumerated it, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Okay, let's move on. These are the biggest feuds of 2015. Caitlyn Jenner versus Kris Jenner.
I'm going to say Kris Jenner.
Really?
Well, no, actually, it was Caitlyn, but
according to the poll.
Right, according
to
the
poll. I think Lisa's vote.
I'm going against the poll.
Oh, yeah, okay. your vote carries way more weight.
And then there's this rumor, and it was it Star Magazine? I think it was Star Magazine.
Yeah, it was Star.
Yeah, Star Magazine was throwing around some trashy allegations late last week that Caitlyn might be regretting some of this now because she can't find it. She is still attracted to men, so that's an issue.
She's attracted to women.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And that's when I said, I'll date you, Caitlyn, because she gets invited to some awesome parties.
I've got it completely ass backwards.
Listen, I want to be Caitlyn's assistant. I can't date Caitlyn. I'm very sorry.
Why not?
I don't do old. I'm a cougar. Nope.
Oh, gotcha.
Although, the only woman I would ever date and marry is my wife in my head. Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, no.
Well, you gotta bust your way through Gail to get to that.
Right. Oh, no, Gail don't want none of that. They're really friends. Gail be like, girl, handle your business, girl. She ain't thinking about me. I'm like, Gail, that's your friend. Y'all handle your business, but that's my wife.
All right, let's go to the next one. Taylor Swift versus Katy Perry.
Katy Perry ripped that girl. What?
Wow.
Taylor Swift, what were you doing tweeting out like that? You can't. Taylor Swift, you're a punk. Who have you fought? Your cat? Taylor, your dog? Taylor Swift, and I agree with this poll. You are, I said, oh, you mess with Katy? Oh, I'm scared to look. It was beautiful.
Okay. Let me see. Pharrell and Robin Thicke versus Marvin Gaye's family. By the
now
way,
you know the Gaye's kicked their behind.
Yes.
Up, up, up. I used to go out and party. No, you ain't partying no more. The party's over.
Yeah.
And
because they lifted part of the Gotta Give It Up song. Yeah. So
you're good. Now, you gotta give it up. All the millions.
Millions and millions and millions. Let me see
how
what else.
How stupid was that?
Well, that was the first tested one, and now people know better, and I think they thought they could get away with it. Because, to be honest with you, being in the music industry, for a long time, it was kosher. I mean, it was supposed to be somewhat of a compliment.
No, it was not. It's just that now we sue for it.
People know they're going to win.
White folks have always stolen our music. Now we can sue you for it, and now
Oh my God.
This is the history. So now we've made it such that anybody can sue you for their music. What's his name? With the saxophone with the curly hair with the, you know,
Kenny G.
Hairline? Kenny G got sued by OJ stealing, and he lost in court. Oh yeah, this is in the 90s. Oh yeah, people still have they still try you.
Okay.
I love your point. I thought that case was going to sort of squelch, you know, creativity, because if you're always worried if your song might sound a little bit like somebody else's song, blah, 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 blah. But you're so right about white people stealing black people's music for
decades. I mean, this is nothing
decades.
New. Now it just turned into everybody started doing it. So everybody said, well, hell, white folks have been stealing and getting away with it. Why don't I try it? So it just became everybody started doing it.
Yeah. You know, it's just that whole karma's a bitch
sampling,
thing.
With the sampling and the rappers, they have to stop the rappers. When they first started doing the sampling, they have to stop them and sue them, too. Oh, people have been doing this. This is old news.
Yeah, for sure.
Forever.
Yeah. Okay, Drake and Meek Mill, right?
Oh, yeah, Drake versus Meek Mill. Yeah, who's the winner there?
I think Drake edged out Meek Mill.
For sure. Yes, 76 to 24, hands down. Hands down winner.
Yeah.
I'll ask you one more. Amber Rose versus Khloe Kardashian.
Amber Rose?
All the way.
Oh, my God. Amber Rose. You don't want none of Amber Rose. Amber Rose hooked off on this girl without even punching her.
Yeah, she became, well, you know, anytime you're going to lay into a Kardashian and get some publicity, you're doing yourself a favor if they take the bait. All right, thank you, Lisa Durden. You're fantastic, as
wonderful.
Always. I love you, and we will talk to you.
I'm going to see you guys next Tuesday.
Yes.
Very good. Yes, please.
Awesome.
We look forward to the date. All right, have
Where's my poinsettia? You want my address? Am I going to get an overnight poinsettia for Christmas?
No. Champagne. But what did you ask Santa for?
That's even better.
Thank you, Lisa Durden. Merry Christmas.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge.